I would say that I'm extremely worried about what happens in Palmyra. I have launched an appeal twice already for the withdrawal of the military forces, for the stopping of combat operations around Palmyra. Palmyra is an extraordinary World Heritage Site in the desert, and any destruction to Palmyra, it's not just a war crime, but it will mean an enormous loss for humanity. Unfortunately, we have seen these last 2 years some damages made. Palmyra was converted into a military camp. We have seen columns fallen and damage also to the palm groves, which are adjacent to the area, to the Diyositiklian cemetery. We just have to make everything possible in order to prevent its destruction.
So what specifically would you like the international community to do at this stage?
We need a total mobilization of the international community. We need everybody to launch the same appeal. We need to not repeat what we have seen, the damage, the destruction in Nimrud, in Hatra, the pillage of the Mosul Museum. We need indeed to have the Security Council. We need to have all political leaders. We need very much the religious leaders also to launch an appeal on the prevention of this destruction. It is important because we are speaking about the birth of human civilization. We are speaking about something that belongs to the whole of humanity.
It's a World Heritage Site. What does the world stand to lose now?
Well, you know, the World Heritage Site and the World Heritage List, it's about outstanding universal value. And I think Palmyra is one of those sites that embody this value, this notion about humanity standing as a whole. It is important not only because it is one of the most magnificent and spectacular cities of the antiquities, standing there for 2,000 years on the crossroad between the Roman Empire, between India, China, between Persia. In those times, it was a big trade stopover, the caravans that were stopping over. But because of that, we see there an extraordinary blend of culture and art, Roman, Persian, from the East coming, local also. And what Palmyra tells us today is that all cultures are influencing each other. All cultures enrich each other. This is precisely what the message today of UNESCO is. It's about intercultural dialogue. It's about the fact that there is no pure culture in the world. There is no only one culture that we have to impose on the others. And this is an extraordinary message today when we want to have more tolerance and more understanding among the people. And at the end of the day, it's the birthplace of human civilization. It belongs to the whole of humanity. And I think everybody today should be worried about what is happening.